We continue our learning. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that if you have the blood of a chatas chitzonis, an outer chatas, the chatas that's supposed to be sprinkled on the mizbeach hanachoshes in the azara, and you brought that blood lifnim inside the heichal, it becomes pasul. Our Mishnah is going to address an issue where you have the blood of a carbon chatas, chatas chitzonis, where you're not supposed to bring the blood inside, and it was in two separate cups, and you brought one cup in, but in one cup you did not, or maybe one cup was brought outside the Azara, outside meaning into beyond, outside the Beis HaMikdash completely, and one remained in. So the Mishnah begins, chatas shekibel dama b'shnei kosas. You have a carbon chatas, and the Kohen who received the blood, it received it in two separate kelim. Yatza achad echad mehem lachutz. If one of those kelim now was taken out of the azara, and that is what we call the psul yotze, it's a psul that comes to disqualify the blood because it left the azara outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So haprimi kasher, the inner one, which means the one that remains in the Azara, in the right place, is kosher, and you can do the sprinkling, the applications of blood on the Mizbeach, and the Karman Chatas are going to be kosher. What about, though, Nichnas Echad Mehem Lefnim? But one of those cups, not was brought outside, was the Psul Yotze, was brought into the Heichal, where it doesn't belong. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Machshir Bechitzon. He says, the blood that did not enter, that remained in the Azara where it should be, can be sprinkled. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi treats both cases the same. If one cup was taken outside the Beis HaMikdash, the one that remained inside the Azara is kosher, and the carbon is kosher, you could do the Zrikas Hadam. So too, if one of the cups was brought inside where it shouldn't be, into the Heichal, where it doesn't belong, the one that remained in the Azara is going to be kosher as well. V'chachamim posim. The Chachamim say no, since the blood was brought inside, so that's against the Pasuk. The Pasuk says regarding the Chadam Chatas that was brought inside, in Vayikra Vav, Pasuk of Gimel, V'chol Chatas asher yuva midama. El ohel moed l'chaper ba'kodesh, any karmen chatas, which is a classic karmen chatas, which is supposed to have the blood sprinkled in the azara on the mizbeach hachitz, on the outer mizbeach, and the blood was brought into the ohel moed l'chaper ba'kodesh lo sochel. Ba'ishchi soreif, you're not permitted to eat the out of the karbon, and you're supposed to burn it. And what did the Chachamim learn from there? It says, midama, asheyuva midama. Not only if all the blood was brought in, do we say that the carbon is pasul. Even if part of the blood, even miksas dama, entered the heichal, all of the blood becomes pasul, and the carbon is going to be pasul. And that is the opinion of the Chachamim based on that pasuk. So now the Mishnah brings a discussion, a back and forth between Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, who claims he has a Kal Vachomer to support his position, against the Chachamim who disagree. So actually, it's only his comment, and we understand, based on his comment, what the Chachamim would have responded. I'm a Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. I have a Kal Vachomer to tell me that the Korban remains kosher when part of the blood was brought inside, into the Heichal, and the rest of the blood was in the Azara. You can sprinkle that blood, and it's going to be kosher. Why? Ma Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ma im b'mokom shehamachshava posel es bachutz, lo asa es hamishor kayotze. We'll just finish the sentence of the Kal Vachomer. Mokom she'ena machshava posel es bifnim, ein odin, is it not a Kal Vachomer? Is it not a logical argument? Shelo nasa es hamishor kinichnas, that we shouldn't make the mishor, that which is left over like nichnas, that which entered. What is Rabbi Yossi HaGlili saying? So we have to remind ourselves of where a person has a machshava. We've gone through this many times. Machshava, a chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo. We're going to focus on the chutz limkomo, which is not a pigul issue. Chutz limkomo is where the Kohen had a machshava. He did the shchita with in mind, let's say, to sprinkle the blood outside the azar. What does that do to the karbon? We know that that disqualifies the karbon. So that's what we call chutz limkomo. We've mentioned that many times at the beginning of the mesechta. So let's set up the Kal Vachomer. Which is Kal and which is Chomer? Which is lighter, which is more strict? So what's more strict, no doubt, that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is arguing, is Chutz L'Mkomo, is leaving the Beis HaMikdash. What's worse, outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, or inside the Heichal? When you're in the, we have something, blood or whatever it may be, what's worse? It's worse to bring it. So he says, I'll tell you, if a person had a machshava, let's say the Kohen has the shechted the animal, he had in mind, I'm shechting the animal with the mind to sprinkle the blood inside the Heichal, inside, I don't know, on the golden Mizbeach, let's say. Does that passel the carbon? That machshava? No. Chutz L'Mkomo is only when you have a machshava to take it outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara. So that's what do we see? What's more chomer? Chutz L'Mkomo. Take going out of the Beis HaMikdash. So says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, hold on one second. When it comes to machshava, which we know disqualifies the carbon when you have in mind to sprinkle the blood, where? Outside the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, what happens when you take some of the blood outside the Beis HaMikdash? What's the halacha? Everyone agrees, if you brought one cup of the blood outside, that the cup that remains inside the Azara is kosher. Everyone agreed to that. Chachamim, everyone agreed to that. But when it came to bringing one cup of blood inside there, the Chachamim said, oh no, that's going to be pasul. Says Rabbi Yosef Aglili, why should that be? When it comes to a machshava, a thought of the Kohen while he does the shechita, where is he going to sprinkle the blood? The thought of sprinkling the blood outside the Beis HaMikdash is worse than having in mind to sprinkle the blood inside the Heichal, which is also the wrong place. That doesn't make it into a pasul carbon, having that machshava, that thought in mind. So if it's true, now we look at the Mishnah. Ma'im b'makom shamachshava poselesh, which is b'chutz. Where does the machshava disqualify the carbon when you had a machshava to sprinkle the blood outside the Beis HaMikdash? Yet lo es hamashor kayote. Yet when we have a leftover cup, one cup was brought outside, and there's a leftover cup inside the Azara, it doesn't disqualify it. I'm allowed to sprinkle it. So makom she'ena machshava poselis, which is bifnim. Where does a machshava not disqualify the carbon? Where the kohen had a machshava to sprinkle the blood inside the heicha, that won't ruin the carbon. So eino din is not a kal v'chomer shelo nase es hamashor kanichnas. I should not make the leftover cup, the leftover blood should not be, it should not have the status of nichnas, of entering the heichal and disqualify the carbon. Meaning that cup that remains in the Azara, I shouldn't treat it as if, oh, that was brought inside. The half that was brought inside, okay, that I'm not going to sprinkle. The one that remains in the Azara, that should be okay. So what we set up, what's chamur? Outside the Beis HaMikdash. What's more kal? Inside the Heichal. So if that's true, so if you're telling me that I set it up that we know when it comes to Machshava, the Heichal is less severe than outside the Beis HaMikdash. So when it comes to two cups, so then the Heichal should be less severe as well. And if you're going to tell me that the cup, if one cup was taken blood was taken outside, that will not ruin the carbon. Then when one of the cups was taken inside, Kal v'chomer shouldn't ruin the carbon. That was Rabbi Yosef Aglili's Kal v'chomer argument. So what would the Chachamim respond? The Chachamim said, that's a great Kal v'chomer, but the Pasuk overrides that. What did the Pasuk say? It says, we quoted it before, Asher yuva midama el ol moed. When part of the blood is brought into the ol moed, what does that do? You can't get the carbon, but you have to burn it. So you have a great Kal v'chomer, but the Pasuk tells you, otherwise the Pasuk says that bringing one cup into the Heichal is going to be worse than bringing one cup outside the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says, Nichnas lechaper, afal pisha lo kiper pasul. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rabbi Eliezer, if you brought in the blood of the chatas, the outer chatas, and you brought it in to the Heichal with in mind to sprinkle in the Heichal, where we said, of course, you should not do so, and we said that blood becomes disqualified. Says Rabbi Eliezer, that applies even if you didn't actually sprinkle the blood. Merely by bringing it inside with in mind to sprinkle it, you brought it inside, so then it disqualifies the rest of the blood. You can't sprinkle the rest of the blood that remained in the Azara. So says the and based on what pasuk it says, v'chol chatas asher yuva midama el ol moed lechaper ba'kodesh. That's one pasuk, lechaper. And we have, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we also have a pasuk, v'chol adam lo yeb ol moed bevo lechaper ba'kodesh. So both pasukim have the word, the phrase lechaper ba'kodesh. Why is that important? Because when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, Bivo'o, when he comes in L'chaper Ba'Kodesh. So what does that teach us? That when it says L'chaper Ba'Kodesh, when it comes to the blood that I brought into the Ohel Moed that I should not have, it says, El Ohel Moed L'chaper Ba'Kodesh, that applies even Bivo'o, even when you just come in, even if you didn't do the Kapar, you didn't do the Zrika, just the moment you walk in L'chaper, it becomes Pasuk. And this, by the way, is not only true when it comes to, you know, where you had to split up the cups. Let's say, the blood in general. We said if you bring the blood of the chatas inside, it is the blood is disqualified. That's true whether it's half a cup or it's one cup or the whole cup that you brought inside. But says Rabbi Eliezer, that applies even if you didn't actually do the zrika inside the heichal, you just brought it in. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, actually chaper. When we speak about blood that's supposed to be sprinkled in the azara on the mizbeach achitzon, and you brought it inside the heichal where it does not belong, he says that only becomes disqualified if you actually sprinkled it there. Let's say on the golden Mizbeach, for example, that's the only time it becomes disqualified. Where does he learn this from? So the Pasuk says, Ves parachatos, ves sirachatos, ashehuva es damam. This is with respect to Yom Kippur, lechaper ba'kodesh. Oh, so he has another lechaper ba'kodesh Pasuk. This lechaper ba'kodesh is speaking about where there was already kapara. That's speaking about the burning of the par and the sa'ir of Yom Kippur. And the burning of the par and sa'ir of Yom Kippur was done after the kapara, after the Zrika. So too, our lechaper ba'kodesh only applies, it only disqualifies the blood if you brought into the heichal and you sprinkled it. But if you brought the blood into the heichal that doesn't belong there, and you didn't sprinkle it there, so then it doesn't pass on the carbon. Then bring it out and sprinkle it on the mizbeach hachitzon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im hichnis shogeg kasher. He says the way it works is like this: if you brought it in bishogeg, even if you sprinkled it into the heichal, but you brought it in bishogeg, then the blood is going to be kasher. Then the Mishnah says kol hadamim hapsulim shenitnu al gabe hamizbeach. Lo hirtza hatzitz, ela al hatame. So another halacha, we know the Kohen wore the tzitz on his forehead. The tzitz was not just just there as one of the vestments of the Kohen Gadol, but the Torah tells us in Shmos Chav Ches that it served a purpose. It says, V'haya al meitzach Aharon, it should be worn on Aaron's forehead, v'nasa Aharon es avona kadoshim, and Aaron will bear the sin of Karbanos. The tzitz, by being worn by the Kohen Gadol, is there to be meratze, to give acceptance or atonement for a korban to be kosher, even though something was done wrong. Now, what example are we talking about where the tzitz is meratzeh? That's that, for example, let's say there's tumah that we speak about. The flesh became tameh, the chelev of the fat of the korban became tameh, and you did the zrikas hadam, so the korban is going to be accepted, shehatzitz meratzeh ala tameh, as the Mishnah says. And that would be true even though the fats on the mizbeach, the limbs of an ola that became tameh, and you offer them on the mizbeach, the tzitz is going to gain acceptance of a korban and it's going to be kosher and bil meratza on tameh. But, says the Mishnah, here to teach us, that when it comes to dam that became pasul, which is the topic of our Mishnah, a pasul dam that was you brought into the wrong place or the like, that was placed on the mizbeach, lo tzehertza tzitz, ve'enu meratza layotze. So let's say blood that was taken outside the azara, and then I brought it back into the mizbeach to sprinkle on the mizbeach, the carbon is going to be postal. The tzitz does not give atonement for that blood. Blood is excluded from the tzitz being maratza. Tumah, yes, but blood that was taken out in the wrong place, no. Perek, we begin the ninth perek. Hamizbeach mikadesh es haro'ilot. So this Mishnah is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'haya ben Shmos Chav Tes, V'haya ha-mizbech kodosh kodoshim, Mizbech is holy of holies, kol ha-nogea ba-mizbech yikdosh. Anything that touches the Mizbech becomes kodosh, becomes sanctified. What does that mean? So we learn from there that even a korban that's pasul, not all of them, we'll see which yes, which no, that was brought onto the Mizbech, the fats were burnt on the Mizbech, or it's an ola, let's say the whole korban was burnt on the Mizbech, but it was disqualified. It becomes kadosh merely by being placed on the mizbeach, and you will not take it down. So our Mishnah is going to teach us that in many cases, the mizbeach will be mikadesh the fats, the or part of the korban that's placed to burn on the mizbeach, and it does not have to be taken off the mizbeach. Doesn't mean you yotze the korban necessarily, but it doesn't mean we have to remove them. There are times though where we say alu yeridu. Sometimes alu lo yeridu, you bring them up, you don't have to bring them down. At other times alu yeridu, as we'll see in the Mishnah. So Mishnah begins with hamizbeach mikadesh es haroylo. And if something that was fit for the mizbeach, which we'll see what royalo is, that's subject to a machlokas in the Tanaim in the Mishnah. If it's something fit for the mizbeach, then even though there it was pasul, it was placed on the mizbeach, leave it there. The mizbeach makes it sanctified. Rabbi Yeshua on there. You know what? You know what's the definition of royalo means? Kol haroylo ishim. Anything that is fit to be placed on the fire on the mizbeach, even though it became disqualified, im ala lo yered. If it went up, don't take it down. Shnei Amar, and the Mishnah quotes the pasuk vayikra vav. Hi ha'ola al mokada al hamizbeach. What does that teach us? Hi ha'ola, he means bahavyasa tehei, it should remain the way it is. Something that is al mokda, mokade is of course the fire. If it's hi ha'ola al mokda, if it's on the fire, he it is, it's there, really it should remain the way it is and don't take it down. And he learns from there, ma'ola shehi ru'uya lo ishim im osa lo tered, just like the ola. Now the ola is what the pasuk says, hi ha'ola al mokda. So that's the source of this halacha. And that's only speaking about a korban ola. But just like an ola, which we know is completely burnt on the mizbeach, that's certainly fit to be placed on the fire, also lo tered, as we just said, if it goes up, even though it was disqualified for whatever reason, don't take it down. Af kol davar shiroy leishim, so too, anything that is fit to be placed on the fire, so for example, let's say the fats of the karbanos, which normally are placed on the mizbeach, even if they become disqualified, im ala lo yered, they should not be taken down. But that's things that are supposed to be, that are fit to be placed on the fire. The entire animal of the ola, or the fats of a chatas, and nasham, and the like. But let's say things that shouldn't be placed on the fire at all. Let's say blood that became pasul, nesachim, the wine that became pasul. So that's not roi le'esh. So what's halach if you put those on the mizbeach on the fire? They have to figure out how you're going to get it down. But halach is you have to take them down. That was the definition of Rabbi Yehoshua. Anything that's roi le'ishim from the word from he and mokda. Anything fit for the fire. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, he disagrees. Kol roi la mizbeach. He includes more things that do not have to be taken down. Anything fit for the mizbeach, even if it's not fit for the fire. It's blood and wine, which are placed on the mizbeach as well. If you brought it up, you don't take it down. That seems to include almost everything. We'll have to see what's excluded. Shnei Amar, hi ha'ola al mokada al ha'mizbeach. So Rabbi Gamliel quotes the same pasuk, but he emphasizes the al ha'mizbeach and not the al mokada. Al mokada is the fire. Al ha'mizbeach is the mizbeach in general. Well, blood and wine go on the mizbeach, or go down the mizbeach, so it remains the way it is. Al ha'mizbeach, once it's placed there. Ma ola shehi ru'uy l'mizbeach, says Rabbi Gamliel, just like the ola is ro'i, not lo'ishim, not for the fire, but it's ro'i to place on mizbeach, im also lo'ter, it goes up, and don't bring it down, based on the word he, it should remain the way it is. Av kol davar shehi l'mizbeach, im ola lo'yered, anything fit for the mizbeach, that goes up, shouldn't come down, and therefore dam and wine is included. What's excluded? So the Gemara says there's one thing that's excluded. The komets of the mincha. We spoke about that. The Kohen takes, we have a korban mincha flour offering. He takes his hand and puts it in and then folds over the middle three fingers. And if that kometz was not placed in a kli, didn't become sanctified in a kli sharis yet. So which part of that kometz is supposed to be placed on the mizbeach right now wasn't placed in a kli yet. So there, that's not kadosh. If that went onto the mizbeach, that does not become kadosh. That should come down. That's the only thing Rabbi Gamliel excludes. But dam and wine placed on the fire, that can stay there. Ein bein div Rabbi Gamliel div Rabbi Yehoshua el hadam hanasachim. That's exactly, Mishnah basically tells us what we know already. What's the nafka meaning? What's the practical difference between them based on the drashos? Is dam, the blood, and the nechasim. Sheh Rabbi Gamliel omer lo yerdu. Even if they become disqualified, they don't come down because at the end of the day, dam and yain are connected to the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehoshua omer yerdu. They do come down because they're not ro'i lo'ishim. They're not ro'i for the fire. They don't go on the fire. Rabbi Shimon omer, another halacha. Hazevach kosher v'hanesachim psulim. Okay, Rabbi Shimon comes to give actually a compromise opinion. He says, remember, Rabbi Gamliel was of the opinion that Nesachim, you bring up the Mizbeach, the wine, you don't take it down. Rabbi Yeshua says, wine doesn't go on the fire, it goes up, you do take it down. So Rabbi Shimon, it depends. It depends. Why? So what's the case? So he explains. Hazevach kar shevan nesachim psulim. If let's say you have a case where the carbon, the nesachim are normally brought along with the carbon. You bring a carbon and part of the carbon is bringing wine that's poured down a little hole on the mizbeach. So he says like this, the fact that the nechasim are really secondary to the carbon is the basis of Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And he says like this, let's say the case where the carbon was kosher, but the nesachim became pasul for whatever reason. And now you place them both on the mizbeach. So the halacha is that the nesachim have to come down. Or, ha-nesachim k'treir ma-hazevach pasul. Or even, if the carbon is pasul, and the nesachim are kosher, and they all went up on the mizbeach. So, you have to take down the nesachim. Why? Because the zevach is pasul. The nesachim come because of the zevach. And since the zevach is pasul, the nesachim are going to be pasul as well. Afilu zeva zepsulim. And even if what? They're both pasul and they're placed on the mizbeach, hazevach lo yered, the zevach can stay, v'anesachim yerdu. And the nesachim come down. Why? Because the mizbeach cannot be mekadesh the nesachim, because they're secondary to the carbon. So even if the nesachim were kosher, then it became pasul. But the zevach is pasul, so you have to bring down the nesachim. That the zevach can stay, but the nesachim come down under all those circumstances. Obviously, if they are both kosher, there's no reason to bring anything down. What's this based on? So Rabbi Shimon says it's based on the following. The pasuk says, "Kol hanageh b'mizbech ikdash." That's how we started. Anything touching the mizbech becomes kadosh. But right after that, it says, "Vizeh." This is in Shmos Chavtes, pasuk lamed zayin, followed by pasuk lamed ches. "Vizeh asher ta'aseh al hamizbech kibasim b'nei shana timim shnayim layom." And then it says, "Oh." So, says Rabbi Shimon, the Mizbech is only Kaddish something that's similar to the Ola, Olas Tamid. What do I know about an Ola? An Ola comes because of itself. An Ola is not brought along with something else. The Ola is brought because I have to bring carbon Ola. So to anything that's brought to the Mizbech because of itself is what goes up and doesn't have to come down. But Nesachim, which come because of the carbon, they don't come alone generally. They come because of the carbon. So therefore, no matter what's possible, the Nesachim are possible, the Zevach is possible, both are possible, you always have to bring down the Nesachim. If you brought them up, you bring them down. But let's say a person donated Nesachim alone. I'm only bringing wine. Person could do that. I'm donating wine. I'm going to pour it down the mizbeach. They're brought to, as an ola, as an adava rather. So then, if they become pasul, if they go up, they don't come down. That's what he's coming to teach us. Only alone will the nesachim, if they went up, they don't onto the mizbeach. You don't bring them down. Rabbi Gamliel was of the opinion, no, even nesachim that come along with the carbon, if they went up, you don't bring them down. And Rabbi Yeshua, the opposite extreme, he says they're not roy for the fire. They always come down, even if you donate in them alone to place on the fire, they have to come down. And Rabbi Shimon has this middle opinion.